Rose Garden.
That's awesome.
It is.
What's
a little
the,
different.
Speaking of a little different, what's the week been like for you out here?
It's been good. It's been good. I think, you know, we've had a good couple days. Got off to a good start yesterday, so still kind of early in the preparation. But now it starts to feel like California weather as opposed to yesterday. So hopefully we can have a good day of practice. I think the guys have had a lot of time to kind of be together and spend a lot of time that we don't typically get to spend. So that's been a real positive.
How nice has it been for you being from California? I know it's business, but just to be back in the home state.
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, I love, you know, yeah, I was born and raised out here. So I didn't really spend too much time in San Diego, although my best friend went to this school. So I had a few visits when I was in Michigan coming down here. And it's always been a fun place to be.
Tom, you and Philip Rivers are two of the most expressively passionate quarterbacks in the league. You also have reputations for being clutch, especially your records in December. I think you're the two best in that department. How do you think that that enthusiasm and passion might help in big moments of a game and even more big moments of a season?
It's a good question. You know, I always say it's really a game of emotion, and you know, you got to be at your best when the game's on the line. And I think that our guys have always figured out a way how to do that, especially this time of year. And December is when football season is what it's all about. So you know, regardless of what you've done to this point, you know, it's everybody's season is decided, you know, at this point in the year. So this is when you got to be at your best. And, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start last weekend. Hopefully we can rebound this weekend and go out and play much better.
One of the links between you and Philip are your December records are both very good. How much pride do you take in that December record?
Well, I think, like I said, that's the strength of our team. It's not, you know, my strength. I think that's, you know, really speaks to the work ethic, the discipline of our guys, the mental toughness. You know, it's not easy to get up every day, you know, on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and, you know, grind through it like we do. And, you know, I think that although there may not be really short-term positive feelings from some of those things, in the end, that's when it pays off the most. So I think you just got to grind through it. And, you know, it's hard for everybody. I mean, it feels a little easier out here on days like this. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to your execution, how well you go out and you play. And, you know, like I said, our team's always done a good job of that this time of year when it matters.
Last week you had to abandon the run a little bit. So how much has it been a focus for you guys this week in order to get the ground game going so you can run the offense the way you like to?
Yeah, that's important. I think it's always to be balanced is really important. I thought we ran it really good last week, and I think we've been running it good for a while. I think we just got to figure out how to run more plays so we can get more runs and get more passes, get more yards. And I think that speaks to a lot of things, third down conversions. And you know, it's a very complimentary game, so we gotta do enough things to stay on the field, which enables us to continue to run the ball and stay balanced. You know, last week we were behind all game, so you don't want to. It's not the way to play in the NFL. You don't want to really be behind too often.
You guys have you appreciate the game, Tom. coming up on Sunday night, two of arguably the greatest tight ends in the history of the game will be out there, in Antonio Gates and Gronk. Kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, they're both great players, and I've been a big fan of you know, Antonio Gates and his style of play. He's been doing it for a long time. He's at such a high level. So, you know, Gronk's a phenomenal player. He's a great part of our team. And, you know, they're two great players. It's really a tough matchup when you play guys like that. I think that particular position, you know, especially for us and how important it is in our offense, and I know it is in San Diego's offense because you watch him play, but it's just a tough matchup. You get a big guy who's got a lot of movement skills. You know, he's got size on the smaller guys, and he's got speed on the slower guys. So, and then unless you double him, then it frees everybody else up. It's just, it's a very important position. And, you know, Philip does a great job finding him. We were watching clips of him this morning against Seattle. You know, three touchdowns, drawing pass interference penalties. And he's just, he can do it all. He's been doing it all for a long time. So, it's, you know, hopefully we can really limit him. We're going to need to.
Gates said that when he looks at Rob, he says, might want to take it easier on his body if he wants to last in this league. You have played with Rob since the day he got in this league.
Yeah.
He's not really capable of any other speed than the one he has, right?
Well, you're right. He's a different style of play, and I think, you know, Antonio, you know, when you watch his style versus Rob's style, they're a little different style. You know, Rob, he's had a couple tough injuries, but he's a tough guy, and he plays the game just how he knows how to play, and he tries to run people over, and he's a big, strong guy. He's got to use his body to his advantage and also play smart. I mean, I think that's – you got to be out there helping your team win. In order to do that, you got to be healthy, and, you know, that's a challenge for everybody.
What stands out to you? Sorry. What stands out to you about the Chargers' defense?
There's a lot. I mean, it's, they got a real good pass rush. I mean, Freeney's been, you know, kind of a pain in our butt for a long time, and he continues to be. So they got a good athletic group of linebackers, and they rotate a lot of guys. And then the secondary's, you know, really solid. Eric Weddle's one of the best safeties in the league. He's just free all the time, finds the ball. He's a really smart player. You could see how he, you know, really brings that whole defense together. So they got a lot of good players. You know, they're 8-4. They've had a great season. They went on the road in Baltimore. Beat a really good team on the road. It's just tough to do. That's what we're going to need to be able to do.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it.